I posted a picture, Mike, of all the badges. It was like the whole, all, everybody turned in their badge because they were not, how outrageous is that they're not willing to keep this, some of this information private because they're willing to jeopardize our country. So
all of a sudden I get a call from Allison. She goes, did you hear that they all got booted out? They're not bringing them back. This was all over kind of the news. It was the same day. And she said, we should get in there and we apply. And I said, absolutely, get up there now. So we were in there. We were accepted immediately.
Then I saw heaven opened and a white horse was standing there. Its rider was named Faithful and True, for he judges fairly and wages a righteous war. His eyes were like flames of fire, and on his head were many crowns. A name was written on him that no one understood except himself. He wore a robe dipped in blood, and his title was the Word of God. The armies of heaven, dressed in the finest of pure white linen, followed him on white horses. From his mouth came a sharp sword to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a wine press. On his robe at his thigh was written this title, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Hey there, Patriots. I hope you guys are having a great day. Here I am with Mike Lindell, and he is getting everybody upset, and I want you guys to hear all about it. What's going on, Mike?
Well, yesterday was like old times, everybody. I got called from the New York Times, the CNN Reuters, whatever you call them, Politico, and the list goes on. The Pentagon, you know, has all the mainstream media, all the media in there, and they didn't want to agree that hey, you guys are reporting stuff, you're going after stuff that could jeopardize our country, our security.
Right.
And so they made a little thing up and said, from now on, if you're not going to be allowed to do this. None of them wanted to follow the rule. And they all walked out of there. They walked off the job, so to speak. Well,
I posted a picture, Mike, of all the badges. It was like the whole, all, everybody turned in their badge because they were not, how outrageous is that they're not willing to keep this, some of this information private because they're willing to jeopardize our country.
All of a sudden, I get a call from Allison. She goes, did you hear that they all got booted out? They're not bringing them back. This was all over kind of the news. It was the same day. And she said, we should get in there and we apply. And I said, absolutely, get up there now. So we were in there. We were accepted immediately. You know, part of it, I suppose, is because both of our reporters are already approved at the White House and the Capitol. So now when these guys were calling me yesterday, CNN and the New York Times, they're all calling me up going, yeah, Mike, did they call you from there? You know, before we all left and all that. And I go, this went on. I go, no. But I said, you guys are willing to follow the rules. And then the one said, well, do you get to be in there? Are you going to be in there three or more than three times? I guess at the Pentagon, if you get high clearance, you can be there more than 3 days or whatever. So this guy's fishing. They were all fishing for me. And I'm going, you know what, guys? We're going to do whatever it takes, whatever they say we can do. And we're going to be the best reporters in history there. We're going to follow the rules that they lay out. And if they want me there 20 days, 3 days, or every day, that's what we're doing. And they were just so upset as they're fishing. And I said, and I gave CNN a hard time. I said, hey, you guys, just think now. Lindell TV is the only outlet in the world that has a reporter at the White House, the Pentagon, and the Capitol.
Oh, wow.
So we have all three because none of them have it. The guy said, well, what about OAN? So there might be OAN. I don't know that part. But as of yesterday, I only knew that of us three, that every day, and I'm saying every day. So, you know, we don't have a reporter that's going to roam from, hey, today you should be at the Capitol. No, we're going to have a presence every day on Lindell TV. This is great news. And then it was funny, the Reuters or whatever his name is, these guys attacked me worse than any outlet other than the Washington Post. Washington Post is so evil. What they put out, lies, whatever. But Reuters was, they were kind of neck and neck. And I told this guy, I was on the phone with him for an hour. And he asked me straight out, he goes, Mike, let's just keep you and Reuters out of it. I want to ask you something. He said, what do you think of the media on the left that's moving towards center? And you see it. I said, yeah, I see it on CNN. They're making good comments about our president, of which it should be, of the great things he's doing. And they're coming to the center. And he goes, why do you think that is? I said, there's only one reason. Money. They're a company. Each one of them is a company, because they were asking me, they said, well, Mike, is Lindell TV going to, you know, you're such good friends with the president. Are you guys going to investigate the stuff he's doing that, you know, you should be making sure that thing, that's what you're there to report? I said, you know what, you guys? I go, news is news. I said, how can you guys say that when you attacked me directly for 4.5 years and put out more lies in history? Everything I said was the truth. And it's coming out now with Smartmatic getting caught, Arctic Frost, where I was the number one, the first one on there in my pillow. And my banks and B&D Bank. I said, you guys just piled it on. Mike Lindell, this lying conspiracy.
As if they're worried about telling the truth. Come on.
Yeah, come on. And they're worried about telling the truth. That is crazy. I go, you guys, I said, if we see something in there, I said, but we're certainly not going to report something like you guys want to just to bash the president and jeopardize our country's security. That's what it was all about. You guys, that's why you all went out in masses. You thought there'd be no replacement. Well, I got news for you. Bye-bye, you guys.
Right. Now you're all crying. And we're not crying. None of us are crying.
You're going to have to come to the center, or people or things like MSNBC. Now, there's a, we go back to that. MSNBC, a commercial on Rachel Maddow, I believe it was the summer of 2018, was the highest priced commercial in the country, okay? And why was it? They had the viewership. How they got there? Just bashing Donald Trump every single day. But that only lasted so long, and as you see things fall. Just the other day, old horrible Morning Joe and his little friend there, Bride or whatever she is there that's with them, they're bashing. Who did they bash? Lindell TV. They had, you know, he's bashing, but they're feeling so jealous. They're losing their audience. They don't know what to do. They're scrambling. They don't know what to do. And remember, everybody, when I told you 4.5 years ago, the day it was just January 7th of 2021, January 7th and 8th, two of the most important days in United States history, and they're going to be forgotten, but I always bring them up. Mm-hmm. That's the days 1.2 million Americans were deplatformed of crooked Vimeo, YouTube, Zuckerberg's Facebook, Jack Dorsey's crooked X, Twitter at that time. And if you spoke out about the vaccine, Jesus Christ, or the elections, you were deplatformed. The only competition back then was Parler, and they wiped them off the face of the earth in one swath. A president of the United States lost 100 million followers. I can have all the evidence in the world, but if I can't get it out there, if I have no voice, it doesn't matter.
Right.
So what we did, you look what's happened. Podcasters said, you know what? We're going to go make our own podcast. We're going to do our own podcast.
Remember that verse in the Bible that says, you know, when I was a child, I spoke like a child, I thought like a child, I reasoned like a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. I think all of us are growing up. We're growing up, we're saying, okay, I'm not going to be led around by the nose by the CNN or the Wall Street Journal, whoever it is. We're going to think for ourselves, and we're going to speak for ourselves. And we realize now, because of that dot you're talking about, we realize how incredibly important free speech is, and how important the freedom of the press is. And so we say, well, just do it ourselves. And that, I really think that's what's happening all over the world, whether it's all these trade negotiations. We're doing this ourselves. We're not waiting on someone else to bring peace in the world or to bring trade negotiations. That's right. And that's what our President Trump has taught us. Also, with him naming the fake news, that was the end of it when he did that. Okay, so here's one of my questions. Go ahead.
Right. There's two things that happened, and they're both significant in history. On February 4th of 2021, a Smartmatic sued Fox News, and that started lawfare that hadn't been done in our country at this magnitude since the late 1700s. What that did is it immediately shut off all the conservative media that you trusted. You trusted Fox News and watched Sean Hannity spew blah, blah, blah. But you know what? After that day, they never have talked about the stuff that we did for 4.5 years to secure our election platform, to sound the alarm about the voting machine, to, you know, any of that. You'll never see that to this day. I've said it a long time ago. The fake news media is going to start reporting that long before Fox News or Newsmax. So you basically, you did a thing. That's what the attacks have all been on me. Let's destroy anybody that still talks about the election. Not just the 2020 election, everybody. Donald Trump's in power, okay? Mike Lindell's just trying to get Donald Trump back in office. I go, no, I want to melt down the machines and turn them into prison bars. I don't care who their names are. And go make blenders. Do something, you machine coming. But stay out of our elections. And that's where it's been.
Right.
So the fake news, what's happening now, and this works both ways, everybody. I think it's worse with the Foxes of the world that didn't report anything, and we trusted them to report. So back in the day, anyone that just stood and watched Fox News, you would never know that we were out fighting for our country for 4.5 years.
Right.
The only way that you did find out was every podcaster's getting up, and also by the media on the left attacking all people like myself, that they go, hey, Mike Lindell, you know, he was an ex-addict, and he'd been on TV 3 million times. There's something changing in his brain that he just wanted to go attack on voting machine companies? Well, he must be crazy. What a nut job. He sacrificed every dime he had in the world, $100 million. It's all gone. By the way, everybody, it's all gone. And why? Because I can't unsee what I know. I can't unknow what I know now.
Right, and you always put the country first, because your business wouldn't matter anyway if the country goes down. So this is what I'm hoping. As soon as I saw them bring out this investigation on I guess it was Smartmatic, I said, okay. The very first post I said was, I hope Mike gets back every penny times three times 1,000, you know, after all that. So I'm just wondering if they're going to be having to pay you back for all the truth that you were saying.
Well, there's going to be, I mean, you have Dominion that was bought by Liberty Vote, and they're sitting over there bragging that, oh yeah, well, this is a new company, we're more secure, and we're going to have these lawsuits dropped against, and they named all the people, including MyPillow and Mike Lindell. Right. That's a lie, everybody. They didn't drop that. Dominion didn't drop nothing. Period. It's still sitting out there. Now, Smartmatic, this judge finds that MyPillow and I are guilty of defamation. And a week later, it comes out Smartmatic is 100%. I defame criminals. They're criminals, all of them. Well, so you have that. But I think also people need to look at, and I don't know how this will unfold, but I do know when Arctic Frost came up, everybody, it's all in the news. MyPillow was the first one attacked, and Mike Lindell, we were debanked. The more horrific stuff happened from our own government, from the FBI, the DOJ, and the IRS, by the way, we've been attacked more than any company in history, bar none. Now, I'm sorry, this is my own government. We're a fragment of what we once were at my employee-owned company. So where, you know, who covers that, you know?
Right.
I guess we'll find out as the days unfold. Allison asked yesterday at the Capitol, one of her questions was, you know, what's going to be done, like a Mike Lindell? Is anything going to be done to make them whole of what our own government did to destroy?
Yeah.
And not just them, but then also these machine companies, which, by the way, everybody, ready for this? They are government private contractors. So in a way, you could say our government was behind everything.
Right.
Everything.
Right.
Okay.
Because it is their fiduciary responsibility. It's their fiduciary responsibility to not hire fraudulent companies. You know,
exactly. And if you guys, if I don't appeal, which we are doing, it's a process here. If I don't appeal this Smartmatic ruling in Minnesota, it will set a precedence. Remember, this was in the summary judgment. We didn't even get to go to jury trial. That's down the road. They get to decide how much you owe and did Mike do it maliciously. They already said, the judge said, he's guilty and so is MyPillow of defaming Smartmatic. If that's the case, everybody, and I would just walk away and say, you know what? I don't want to deal with it anymore. I don't have any money anyway. I'm going to go fishing somewhere. If I did that, this would set a precedence for it. You would never be able to question a government contractor again without the threat of being sued for defamation.
Right.
Think about that, everybody. Right. And we paid for these machines. I mean, it's bizarre.
I know.
You know?
Well,
and now you bring up a good fact here, because you guys, all of these uniparty Republicans that push back on my teams in all 50 states, that these, your Sarah Sanders of Arkansas and stuff, Huckabee, I'm going, Governor, why are you doing this to the people of Arkansas? They want to get rid of these machines and go to paper ballots and count it. Is your last name really Dominion? Is it last name? Do you love ES&S over in Omaha, Nebraska? Explain yourself, Sarah. Explain yourself, Kim Hammers in Arkansas. I mean, you can go to every state and find a Republican there that is blocking. And it's disgusting.
It is. As we were talking about before.
And we're going to get answers.
What we were talking about before we came on was, you know, some of these people are in on it and some of these people are maybe threatened. And so it's hard, you know, you don't know which is which. Okay, so I was thinking, and I want to hear your thoughts on this, and because I had brought this up to my people. I said, you know, we've been talking about when Cash Patel has gone against these mob bosses for gambling. I believe it's like the Untouchables movie where Elliot Ness went after Al Capone for tax evasion. But the gambling is just a small issue. The real issue is how they've rigged the elections and how they've controlled the judges and the politicians and all this. And so what I was realizing is that it somehow connected the dots that you've been fighting the mob. You've been fighting because they're the ones who've controlled. That's why they come at you so hard, because they have control. They're Guido with the brass knuckles. They can come against you in every which way.
Which I'm very well versed on, everybody. I studied it. Remember, I was a card counter going all the way back in Las Vegas. If you read my book, when you talk about the mafia, I mean, even in my book, I used to make illegal sports betting here in Minnesota, make illegal bets, and they'd come to my trailer at 22-year-old banging on the door and leave a note on a bag that says, pay by tonight, or things are going to get very physical, the book. This stuff is real. Back in my day, they're going, oh, come on, there's the mafia, that's all hearsay, blah, blah, blah. No, it's real, but you take the mafia that we're talking about, you know, these organized crime. This was an organized evil, organized crime on a level the world has never seen before in history. We broke through the biggest cover-up of the biggest crime in history. There's no bigger crime than trying to take the United States without firing a shot, because the world just folds like a glove. Now, let me tell you, and when we talk about another similarity they have that I've always used is to steal an election with what's out there, you guys, it's all mathematical numbers, right? And you don't want to show deviations, or in a normal world, you would look into it. So let's say you skim a casino. If you all know what I'm talking about, you have to skim a casino, which means you have to take money from every machine. That's the skim. The food, the people that have checked in, the hotel, the rentals there, you have to skim everything because they're all related. If you know previous data, and all of a sudden, all of a sudden, wow, this much food you went through, but yet the revenue's down. There's something's wrong. I do this every day. I took calculus in like ninth grade. This is what I do every day with my pillow. I'm not smart a lot of things, but I do know numbers. And when you know numbers and you see deviations, well, our election, in an election, what they did, the way they got through the 2020 election, all these deviations, they skimmed everywhere. But the problem was they didn't skim enough off the top, enough to win all those swing states back then that they stopped in the middle of the night.
Right.
If they would have predicted right, everybody, the world's done. That was the biggest miracle in history. They didn't skim enough because they still won. Donald Trump was still going to win Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Arizona, Georgia, and Michigan. You didn't skim it. That's why they had to stop everything in the middle of the night and go to plan B. They went into a panic. Hey, Georgia, you say that the toilet's broke or whatever, and get those suitcases out. Hey, Michigan, let's tell the world that 106 votes came down for Biden in the middle of the night of those mail-in votes and 3,000 for Donald Trump. The problem is, everybody, Those votes were counted on the morning of November 3rd, not in the middle of the night on the 4th. Hey, Pennsylvania, you've got a big problem there. He's got a million vote lead. A million vote. You know what we're going to do there, everybody? What we're going to do is we're just going to have more votes than voters. Pennsylvania turned in their electors. It's still to this day more votes than voters. You can't make it up.
No.
Arizona, you know, down there, what we'll do down there, you just stop and you just take forever to count your vote. And then hopefully they'll just kind of forget about old Arizona. 99% in, it took 2 weeks to count the last 1%. And the winner is Joe Biden by 11,902.
Of course.
It's a joke. But that saved our world, everybody, because they didn't skim enough.
Right, right. So well, and the other thing is, but even people who didn't know all those numbers, like you can rattle off, you know, like this computer brain right. You have, even though there are a lot of people on social media, because of the wonderful people like on my channel who shared these videos, they saw videos of them papering over the windows. That's something they do in a third world country. There's no way that's legit. And so it was because
Melissa,
of us. Yeah. Go ahead.
Right, and those are reactions, everybody, because they were caught. You guys understand they were caught, okay? You wouldn't have had that. If they would have done the original skim, the original steal, right? You can't just steal all from Michigan, from one area, whatever, because they're all relevant. So what they did in their big war room, the mafia war room, let's call it even bigger than organized crime, the organized evil, they had to sit up there and go, okay, we not only got to play whack-a-mole, but we got to go to other extremes. We got to silence everybody that's talking about it. So they went on all huge attacks on to silence our voice. Right. People that would speak up, like your Tina Peters, just doing her job. Yeah, boy, if you act like Tina Peters, you're going to go to prison. If you're Mike Lindell, we're going to destroy everything you own. Everything. We're going to end. You know, probably look back, or they probably said, should we just kill Mike Lindell? Let's destroy him. Nobody can. Let's just destroy his business, everything he owns, including his charities, everything.
Right, and make an example of him.
And make an example.
Right.
Which puts fear into everybody else. That's what mafia does. So when everyone sees these judges going, oh, the judges are in on it. They're not all of them. They're people, too. They have families. But I'm telling you, the perfect example is the judge down in Georgia. This case went on with Crooked Brad Rassenberger. It's called the Curling versus Raftenberger case. That went on for 7 years, everybody. They had all the evidence, all this stuff that they wouldn't let out. They sent it to CISA, buried the evidence with these machines, all the crookedness down there. And anyway, the judge finally in the fall of 23, the judge says, finally, you know what? I'm going to push this case forward. And if you question the machines, you're not a conspiracy theorist. I'm going, wow, finally a judge is going to look into the machine. So in January, everybody, of 2024, right in front of the judge, a guy named Alex Halderman, a cyber guy, he's a little crooked too, but anyway, that's another story. When I say that, I know for facts on stuff, everybody. He actually testified against me in Colorado. But he did, in this case, he did hack into a machine with a ballpoint pen. I believe it was the judge's pen, by the way, and said, hacked into a machine, the brand was Dominion, flipped the election, and he did it twice in 5 minutes. So now the judge is trapped, everybody. Here's this judge. It was an Obama-appointed judge, if it means anything. Totenberg is her name. And the first people that came to her were Democrats. Okay, they went against Crooked Brad Rassenberger, who's the Republican Secretary of State down there. So now, then Republicans joined the fight. You had Don Favorito, all these people that joined the fight. Now, so this judge, after they flipped that in January of 24, remember the election's coming up in the fall, she goes, oh, she has to go into deliberation, decide what she's going to do. I felt bad for that judge. I'm going, you know what? If she's brave, I said, there is no way she's going to make that determination before the election. I said, there's just no way. Because you know what? It's a very simple call. Hey, judge, you know, we've seen that they did that in your courtroom. You're living with a pretty nice family. Goodbye. I hope you make the right decision. These are calls that are real. Okay. I'm not saying it happened to this judge, but here's what happened. So the judge, of course, did not rule. If she makes a ruling, every single machine is wiped out in Georgia. You go to paper ballots, hand counted. That's what what the ruling should have been. It should have been sounding the alarm all over the world on Fox News, CNN, worldwide news. They hacked into a machine in front of a judge and flipped it in 5 minutes. But they didn't do that. The media went silent. We all knew about it. So the judge, we're past the 2024 election. You guys, look it up. I believe it was last February of this year. Everyone's going, well, what happened? What's that judge going to do? She's got to eventually make a ruling.
Right.
It's after the election. But right. She was, now think about this. She could have just said, yeah, there's big problems. I see it. We've got to do something. She could have done that. Instead, you know what she did? She said, the plaintiffs had no standing. Now, this after 7 years, everybody, who does have standing then? You could have ruled that any time during the 7 years. It's her get out of jail free card, or get out of making a decision free card,
right.
Which we learned all over our country.
It sounds just like the mafia. It sounds like exactly how the mafia.
Judge, that is the only reason she did that. It was out of fear.
Right.
That's the only reason.
Only reason, right. And
she
so,
was
right.
brave enough to say, show me. Be careful what you wish for, Judge. This is what it was, everybody. Be careful what you wish for. That's why every place I brought all this evidence to, and down in Arizona and Alabama and stuff, to say that they're just defective devices, you don't have standing. You don't have standing. Because that judge is out of fear, everybody.
Right. That's the word that they were told, is if you are ever in this position as a judge, you say they don't have standing. Okay, so this is the thing. You know, as I was saying before, that just sounds like the mafia, the way that they work. And
so
we look down our noses at Mexico, saying, "Oh, look at them! They're you know, all controlled by the mafia." And you can see what's happened because the judges are all in this terrible plight. But how are we any different here? And so that's what when you've gone up against them, it's just been, as we see what has happened to you, what they've done to you. All right, so, but I believe that you're going to get all that back and tenfold. But anyway, so, okay, here we are with an election coming up right away. So tell me, what's going to happen in this election?
Well, I'm going to tell you guys the hope now. This is, we've got a parallel track going on. And thank God that we all have had great people that, like our cause of America, there's over 300,000 people connected in all 50 states. People, I have leaders in every state that have just rose up. They don't get paid. They're out there fighting, and they never given up. Well, you go down to Texas. I'm going to name just in Texas, four counties in this upcoming primary, which is very important. That's where most of the Republicans are still going, how come our guy didn't win? Oh, really? We got a fake Republican, a uniparty, an establishment. This is where they steal them in the primaries. In Texas, a fourth county just got added, but the biggest thing there is they have four counties now, but the biggest one is Dallas County, a huge county, is voted out the machines and go to paper ballots, hand counted, no machines, in this upcoming primary. I believe it's the end of February. You guys, this will set a precedence, set a prototype. We'll have a beautiful prototype to show, led by Texas, to show the whole country. Hey, it can be, and the world, it can be done with a bigger county. For crying out loud, whole countries do it. Argentina, France, Germany, the UK, Taiwan. We watch Taiwan's right on national TV. They're a little slower there because they call out every single one because they're so afraid of China or somebody stealing their country. But this is amazing, and this is great things going on. And what they've done, they didn't believe that they could, they thought that I would stop sounding the alarm after they destroyed, and our government coming after me, all the machine companies, all the lawsuits. And I even said 2 years ago, you can go take all my money, I'll borrow more. Well, I ran out of money I could even borrow. But I'll tell you, the people, the seeds that were planted, going all the way back to the Cyber Symposium in the summer of 21, people rose up and they told two people and so on, and that has become now, we have a huge voice. So I'm telling you all out there right now, anybody, we need to spread the word of the great things going on, like what's going on with all these counties that are now going to have paper ballots hand counted, and then of course you need to report and need to spread the word that Arctic Frost and all our government, what they did against our people. And this is just amazing. The whole thing is, we don't want everything that's going on to be in vain, because I'm telling you, this can all go away in a blink of an eye. Everything comes from our elections. If they steal the House back, it's the only way they can. If they steal that back, two things are going to happen. The public would be, hopefully everybody would demand it. Hey, open up them machines, right? I really believe that that would happen. Right. But if they don't steal it, if we can stop that, get enough counties to paper, if they steal it over here, it's going to stand out our sore thumb. I'm really counting on this midterm election, one way or another, that will be the final hammer to get rid of the voting machines in the United States and save this country and world forever for the future.
Right.
And
right.
Because you can't, we're not going to have everything. I don't know. Maybe we're with God, all things are possible. He works through our great president every day. Maybe they could all be gone by the midterm election, but enough are going to be gone. And enough people know about these crooked machines and internet and all this stuff that they're on, that I believe that will be gone.
Right. Yes. Awesome. Okay. So one last question. Okay. So you're the Liberty Vote thing. You don't think there's any hope at all that they're going to run things properly?
Liberty Vote, this guy, the new owner, boy, he's a conservative and he's a Republican. And you know what? He's all for hand-marked paper ballots. You guys, we have hand-marked paper ballots all across this country, but they go into machines. Most of them go into adjudication nowadays. Can't read this. We're going to put over here. What do you think we should take? Let's give 10 of these to so-and-so. This is a joke.
No machines.
Let me tell you, everybody. ES&S, the biggest voting machine company in the United States, out of Omaha, Nebraska. And you know who you are, ES&S. Okay? They broke antitrust laws and all kinds of stuff. But what they did, too, they did say down in Louisiana, and I was there, a couple of their owners were in there, and they were asked by Crooked Carl Ardwin, the Secretary of State of Louisiana. He said, are your machines more secure than Dominion? And that guy said, no. All machines have backdoors and they're vulnerable, period. So he didn't lie. But let me tell you what, I'm going to say one more thing to that, everybody. The whistleblower for Smartmatic out of Venezuela that just came out, here's what he said. These machines, all voting machines, are made with these vulnerabilities in them. You know why? Because when you catch one and they say, oh, it was a computer error, it was a mistake, they can blame it on that rather than a real crime. Does everyone understand that? They're taking away, well, you can't try to, look, if this was a mistake. Just like what happened down in Georgia when that one nice lady got zero votes in her own precinct.
Right.
If they would have gave her just 3 votes for her daughter and her husband, they'd have said, I'm sorry, ma'am, no one loves you but your husband and daughter. But they gave her 0. So they had to look at, quick look in the machine. Crooked Brad Rassenberger in Georgia called it a programming error.
Right, so they have no one to blame. Right, so they have no one to blame.
Why are you programming our elections, Crooked Brad?
Right, exactly. All right, okay, well, here we are, you guys. We're on the October 30, 2025, and we're still in the fight to get this done, and I appreciate everything you've done. Mike, let's pray and ask the Lord for just show us how to get this done and to get this, work this miracle. Thank you, Lord, for all that you have done to expose what's been going on. That was the biggest thing, was to awaken us to the truth. And I thank you that you have done that. And now, Lord, with the information that we have, I ask that you would help us to get these things set right, so our country is saved from these people who are intentionally trying to steal our country. I pray you continue to bless Mike and his efforts and his strength. I just pray you would restore to him everything they've stolen times 10. And I pray, Lord, that all those who have done this evil will be brought to justice, and everyone will see the truth, and that they'll be held to an account, and all these machines will be melted down, like Mike has said many times, and they'll be behind those prison bars. And Lord, all these things that our wonderful president is doing, we ask that you just continue to bless him, and that there would just be justice in our country, as well as all throughout the world, so that we can have just enter these beautiful golden age days. We pray all this in your wonderful name, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
All right, brother. I love you. Appreciate you so much. Everything.
Hey, we got a great special. I want to tell you about
my
pillow. Yes. My employees, I'll tell you, we have the Made in USA sale going on. All of the stuff that we make right here, But we all, that's our pillows, our mattresses, and we, you know, our adjustable box springs for our frames for the mattress. All this stuff you got to check out using promo code Melly. But I want to tell everybody too, everybody that was doing when we had the towel special going, all of the new colors just came in today.
Oh, okay.
So you can get them. And this is a, even we're going to have two sets. One's a little higher end. This is the little higher end one. We're going to give it to you for that same sale price, $39.98, six-piece towel sets, plus the Made in the USA sale, promo code Melly, at 800-627-7953, 800-627-7953. I'm actually going to, I've been taking some of the calls, kind of get morale back up here at MyPillow. Because our employees have been so down, because we get they get attacked themselves every day too, mm-hmm. and it's just been disgusting. Mm-hmm. But we believe with your help and your audience, yes. and you, that we're coming out of this, and
yes.
and
yes, you know, absolutely,
God, that we that things are going to turn out right.
Especially let's all get all of our Christmas presents, everything. You know, whenever you are buying presents for anyone, let's all. Get them from MyPillow.com. Use promo code Melly. And so you, it's a twofer. You get to help. Well, it's a threefer. You get to help our country. You need to get to help MyPillow, and you get great products. So, yeah, definitely go to MyPillow.com. Use promo code Melly. I love that. I'm going to go get some of those new towels and the new colors.
I'm going to add one more thing, everybody. Actually, two. Our percale sheets that we're closing out, we still have some left at $29.88. I forgot about that. Once they're gone, they're gone. It should be a few days. But I'm going to add this. Free shipping with promo code Melly. Right now, it's this exclusive for the country on anything you order. Go there now, and that we'll run that at least for a few days for promo code Melly. Free shipping no matter what you order. That's on us and my employees.
Thank you, Mike. Definitely go get that topper. You guys, I have toppers on all my beds. They're so comfortable. So if that free shipping, that that really helps out. All right, guys. I love you guys. And I will talk to you later.